Welcome back to Vanderbilt. The Commodores a win over South Carolina tonight, 24-17. Vanderbilt improving to 2-0 with back-to-back Thursday night wins. Our Geico player of the game, it was a tough decision, but we went with Jared Hawkins. 17 carries for a career-high 84 yards and a touchdown for the redshirt junior out of Spring, Texas. And maybe you guys ought to petition to have all the games on Thursday night. So far, so good, huh?
Yeah, it's going real well. I'm just real excited. Our team did a great job. I'm just excited to get to win and then get ready for next week.
Offense in the first half stalled a little bit. South Carolina plays terrific defense. We all know that. What are a couple of the things that went better right out of the locker room in that third period that kind of got you guys rolling offensively?
Yeah, I mean, the first half is always hard because you don't always know if what you worked on is what they're going to come out with. And we made our adjustments in the locker room, and we did a good job of coming out and executing. Our offensive line did a great job.
That South Carolina defense is really fast, aren't they? They really get a lot of guys to the football quickly. I guess you have to make decisions quickly and go with it, don't you?
Yes, sir. Like I said, our offensive line did a great job. I just followed their blocks. So.
When you get turnovers, when you get good special teams playing, I know you spent some time on special teams in your career here. Good things happen for football teams, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, field positions, everything in football. And, I mean, a matter of inches can change a game. And I feel like we did a good job of just moving the football. And like I said, I can't say it enough. Our offensive line did a great job of just coming off and stepping up to the bell because a lot of people are doubting them. But they're doing a great job. They're stepping up and doing a really good job.
Very unfortunate to see Reiner get injured, but on the play right after the injury, you know, a lengthy break there, you right into the end zone right out of that timeout. Take us through that scoring play.
Well, first off, I just want to ask that everybody get their prayers for Chris because, I mean, sure it was a pretty tough injury, so just be with him. But like I said, I just followed the lineman's blocks and got up. I think it was the middle linebacker in the middle of the field. I saw him to the left, and I just tried to get low, and he came up on me, and I was able to spin off it and get in the end zone. So,
take us through those last few plays, that last series. You guys have the football. You know if you get a couple first downs, the game's pretty much on ice. But that's a tough time to try to pick up those yards, isn't it?
Definitely, because they know that you're going to run the football. But I can't say it enough. Our offensive linemen did a great job. I mean, they opened holes. There were definitely holes there. So I just followed their blocks and got in where I needed to go. So. But like I said, this is a great win for us and a great win for our program. And hopefully people will start respecting us a little bit more. But I'm excited about the game overall and just ready for next week to start running again.
Jared, this is the game. You said it there a moment ago. It really does a lot for the program, doesn't it? You kind of been looking for one of those big games at home, a big win at home on national TV. Congratulations. Really proud of you guys.
I really appreciate that. And just want to give God all the glory. He's the reason I'm here, and he's the reason that all of us are able to go out and play. So I just really appreciate you talking to us and just all the fans and support.
Jared, thanks a lot.
No problem. Take it easy.
Jared Hawkins, our Geico player of the game, redshirt junior from Spring, Texas, 17 carries for a career 84 yards and a touchdown that turned out to be the difference maker as Vanderbilt beats South Carolina tonight 24-17 to improve to 2-0 on the season. We'll have more of the Coca-Cola postgame report right after this.